Do you know the term special revelation? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I wanted to open up this Devo with a mysterious statement like, do you know what God, radio signals, Wi-Fi, wind, and colds have in common? But then I realized that the title actually gives it all away, so it's not much of a riddle anymore, but just in case you're still curious, stick around to find out in today's Devo, What You Can't See by A.W. Smith. Achoo! That sound is not usually good news. It could mean somebody is coming down with a cold. Sneezes and other symptoms show us the effects of germs on our bodies. Even though we can't see germs without the help of a microscope, they have a significant impact on our lives. When you think about it, there are lots of things that affect us that we can't see. We only see evidence they exist. Things like wind, electricity, radio waves, Wi-Fi signals, etc. This is kind of similar to how we don't see God, but we see evidence of his existence all around us. Theologians use the term general revelation to describe how God reveals himself to us through his creation. As we explore and study science, there are so many things we can know about God by observing how he designed the universe in ways that are beautiful and logical. Theologians also use the term special revelation to describe how God reveals himself to us through his word, and specifically through his son, Jesus. Like a microscope allows us to know things about germs we'd never be able to see with our eyes alone, the Bible reveals things about who God is and what he's done that we'd never be able to know just by looking at the natural world. And the whole Bible points to Jesus. He is God in human flesh, the image of the invisible God, and he shows us the Father. Through Scripture, God reveals his love for us, shows us how we can have a relationship with him through Jesus, and describes how one day Jesus will return and everyone will finally see him. We see evidence for the existence of invisible things like wind, electricity, radio waves, Wi-Fi signals, and more, and we rely on these things to be there when we need them. Similarly, we can see evidence of God's existence all around us in the world he created, and we can search out the deep mysteries of God in the Bible. Through faith, we can know that God exists and he loves us. Because of what Jesus has done and promises to do, we can have confidence that God's love is real, and it's far more reliable than electricity and Wi-Fi and all these other things we can't see. As 1 Peter 1:8 says, "You love him even though you have never seen him. Though you do not see him now, you trust him, and you rejoice with a glorious, inexpressible joy." So let's talk about this a little bit more together. What questions do you have about God? Who are trusted Christians you could talk with about these questions? If no one comes to mind, you can ask God to reveal someone in the future. You can also learn more about the whole story of the Bible and what it tells us about God on the Know Jesus tab at unlocked.org. As you and I can read in 2 Corinthians 4:18, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible 2 Corinthians 4:18 and 1 Peter 1:3-8 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries, and we've spent the last few minutes talking about things that we can't see. So let's do a little switcheroo and talk about something that we can. The Unlocked Devo app. Did you like how I did that there? I encourage you to check it out on any major Play Store and download it for free. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional for a little bit of historical fiction with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.